Native turtles in this country face many threats to their habitats. Poaching, trafficking. Zoos, aquariums, and nature centers are partnering on ways to save turtles together. Here in Chattanooga, turtle expert Dave Collins is director of forests and animal behavior at the Tennessee Aquarium. Mark McKnight is president and CEO of Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center, and Tish Gailmard is director of wildlife there. Mark, Dave, Tish, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Tell us more about this partnership.
Give you a little background on what this American Turtle Safe program is. It is a formal program of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. I think, and the Safe programs are really have become the flagship conservation programs of the AZA. They've taken what have been the species survival plans and still are, but they've taken SSPs to a new level. In fact, within the American Turtle Safe, we are actually embracing five different SSP programs. So it really does emphasize partnerships. You know, it does focus on the partnerships between various zoos of AZA, but the real beauty of this program is that it really encourages AZA zoos to reach out into the much broader conservation community and forge partnerships with, you know, a number of partners that we certainly have worked with together, like us in the Nature Center and Reflection Riding. We've known each other for years, but it gives us an opportunity to, I think, to really push this to a brand new level. So it's a lot of really exciting opportunities. Just in terms of scale of this program, we were formally approved by AZA in February. And despite the challenges we've had this year, when we started, we had 13 founding partners, and we're up to over 25 zoo and aquarium partners now, and over 30 field partners, ranging from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to many state agencies to organizations like Reflection Riding and a number of academic institutions. So it's really taken off, and we're getting a lot of good progress. It's an exciting project.
Mm-hmm. How does this partnership work between the aquarium and Reflection Riding?
Within our SAFE program plan, we have a number of strategic objectives. One of those we call our conservation colonies. And these are groups of animals that may be from confiscations that are not ready to be released or may not be releasable. But we're looking for where do these animals go next, where they can really become involved with really meaningful conservation efforts. And then within that objective, we've split between developing programs with zoos and aquariums, but also we've started a regional parks initiative where we can reach out to nature centers, botanical gardens, county and state parks, and really broaden the whole scope of this program. And this is where we're connecting with Reflection Riding. You know, a great way to look at this is the aquarium has got a lot of infrastructure, a big building. We've got very good animal care staff, but we are real estate poor. When you look at the nature center, you have a beautiful site, and we're looking at opportunities to bring these two resources together. I'm confident that we will more than double the resources when we put the program together. Mm-hmm. That's what brings us together. One of the five species that the SAFE program includes is our eastern box turtle. It was brought in for a number of reasons. It's not as threatened or endangered as the other species we're looking at, but it has the dubious distinction of being probably the most heavily traded North American turtle in the illegal wildlife trade. We're seeing thousands of box turtles leaving the country every year. It's also a turtle that so many of our visitors are familiar with. So it's just a great ambassador to really bring a lot of these important messages about protecting our native wildlife. Like I say, it's an animal that people relate to. It's tangible. In fact, the wild box turtles live right there on Reflection Riding, and we can take the message from the wild turtles to these turtles that we're recovering and hoping to bring back into the conservation picture. So there's just so many really great connections we can make.
And Mark and Tish, tell us more about those connections working out there at Reflection Riding.
Sure. One of the things that I've always loved about this property and about really Lookout Mountain as a whole is that on any particular hike, you're going to find all kinds of different things. And there's always something different in every season to see. And around this time of year, and especially in the summer too, it's hard to hike more than about a half a mile without running into a box turtle. And it's always such a special experience. They have these beautiful eyes. There's a connection that I think is fairly natural with humans and animals like this. And of course, we're always encouraging people to come and see the Red Wolf program that we're a participant in. And that's, as Tish mentioned, is also a SAFE program through the AZA. And it's a similar thing, I think, when you're face to face with a wolf, you really come to understand that animal and respect it. And there's a deep kind of connection that's innate in us with these animals. And it's hard to articulate it, but it's a very deep connection that people feel. And our hope is that we can do something similar to what we're doing with the red wolf, where we may, for example, end up having an enclosure where we have some of these box turtles that have been recovered from the illegal wildlife trade. And we may have those on site somewhere that we can go and take school kids and have visitors come in and have that experience face to face. We do have one box turtle right now. I'll let Tish talk about the one that we have in captivity right now.
Yeah, we actually have one box turtle that lives with us. She was actually injured from a weed eater and is missing a foot, and she was deemed non-releasable. So she's been with us a couple of years now, 2 or 3 years now, as a non-releasable box turtle. And we use her in education programs. And for me, the box turtle it's one of those animals that, like Dave said, most everyone can relate to. Most everyone knows a box turtle. You see them, you remember them from your childhood, but you might not know a lot about them. And you particularly might not know that they're being illegally traded. I think when I talk to people about that, that's something they are not aware of at all. And something we certainly need to bring to everyone's attention, and why you shouldn't be trading any wildlife or holding any wildlife as a pet. It's really critically important. And I think we can do a great job between the aquarium and us getting that message out. And, you know, we're this awesome field station for the aquarium. We've got all this beautiful property where we can house these turtles and make this program really wonderful.
And Dave, you were saying that the aquarium is real estate poor relative to reflection riding. In terms of social distancing, in terms of people staying safe during the pandemic, it's a lot easier for folks to feel comfortable to go out to reflection riding and see a turtle out in the wild.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. There are a lot of challenges we have today that are new for us, and we're struggling to try to figure out how to best address them. For example, we meet on Zoom calls like we are today. It's a tremendous challenge, but we want to look for any silver lining. It may be that we're learning a little bit more about good ways to relate to people. And if we could do anything we can to bring more people outdoors and take more of our message outdoors and let them really, really feel that experience, I think that's a huge win.
And turtles have been the focus of the aquarium this entire year because of how unique they are, how they have been under threat in so many ways, including the illegal trade that we talked about earlier.
That's right. Yeah, we designated this year as the year of the turtle, renovated our turtle exhibit that actually had been in place for about 20 years. And so we felt it was time for a little renovation. But we took that opportunity to really focus on these conservation issues and both the illegal trade. And so we kind of just stepped through the whole process that basically how wonderful turtles are, but turtles are in trouble. And what are we doing about it? And finally, what can you do about it? Trying to give our guests messages about what they can do in their day-to-day lives to improve the lot of turtles. And certainly an experience out in the field with the free-ranging wild turtles is, it really takes that message home.
Yeah. And another thing I think people aren't aware of, I always think about what can I educate someone about a particular species that they may not know. And most people don't know that turtles brumate. They technically aren't active in the winter. And that's something that a lot of people like to learn about, and they refer to it as hibernation, and we can help them understand the term brumation. And there's just a whole lot of really cool information about turtles that people aren't aware of. So when you talk to people about illegal turtle trade, and then you can also provide all these wonderful educational messages of why turtles are critically important and what they do for our ecology.
One kind of interesting story, and I'm always trying to get people to slow down on Garden Road because it's a very narrow road and it is a residential road as well. But one of the things that we can do is slow down and watch for turtles, especially when they get really active and start moving around. And I actually had a story. I was leaving for lunch from out here at Reflection Riding, just going down about halfway down Garden Road. There was a box turtle, and it was right where your wheel would go. I mean, it was sitting, wasn't moving, it was in its shell, and I was able to stop, got out and checked on it, and it was bleeding. It had been nicked just a little bit, probably by a car. It probably went right in between two car wheels as it was trying to cross the road. And I was able to take it and get it to a rehabilitator, and they glued up the shell carapace, is what you call it. And that one was releasable back into the wild and would probably be fine. But I think it's important to know what to do when you come across a turtle like that. And we have a lot of people who call us with injured animals. We don't do rehab on site, but we do have a whole network of rehabbers. So we can, depending on what the animal is and what the problem is, we can get you in touch with the right person. But in this case, I think just slowing down and being aware is a really important step that you can do, especially when you're in these protected natural areas around Lookout Mountain or some of the places on Signal Mountain where they may be crossing the road.
And if people want more information so they can see for themselves, where can they go?
Well, they can certainly go to the Tennessee Aquarium website. You know, to learn more about the SAFE programs, I'd recommend that they just go to AZA SAFE, and they'll get a lot of information about the overall SAFE programs there.
Yep. And then, of course, reflectionriding.org. We're going to be publishing regular updates as we move along. And we're actually in a master planning process right now. And my hope is, like I said, to end up with some kind of turtle experience as part of that. And then we're actually taking that message out to the larger Nature Center community as well.
All right, Mark, Dave, Tish, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.